were talking about at the start of the program, there are concerns over jobs at Costal, growing concerns when it was, we understand, indicated to staff that there would be some job losses, depending on whether or not a line of production at the company would be transferred to Costal China. As we said, we're looking to the company for some comment in relation to this, and we understand SIP2 are looking to talk to the company as well. With me on the line to talk about this and other issues is Sinn Féin Deputy for Kerry, Pat Daly. Pat Daly, good morning to you. And look, it is a concerning time. This is a company that's got a lot of, that has a lot of employees for many years in this county.
Yes, Jerry, and a lot of employees, not only in Kerry and particularly North Kerry, West Limerick, but also I was in Rockchapel on Monday night, and there was a lot of at the Project Children, which is a great project, and a lot of people over there. And Costell were giving employment back when there was nothing around. You know, it was a good employer and kept the wolf from the door for very many people. But there is concern. We know about the financial review. We know that the onboard chargers, there's a concern that they will be outsourced to China. That will affect about 130 people. I've been speaking to SIP2 rep, Rory Hawkins, who lives in Kerry. I know that SIP2 have asked management, senior management in Costell Ireland, for an urgent meeting to discuss the issue. I would be calling on Costell to management to meet with SIP to have a positive engagement, so that discussions can take place. A lot of it is up in the air. There are a lot of unknowns in it. I know that SIP2 are waiting for a response off Costell Ireland, but I would hope that as urgently and as quickly as possible, that they will engage with the representatives of the many workers who are still there, because it is a concern. I know that a good few people that I know have stopped working with them and have taken the package over the last 10 years, I suppose. But you know, there are still a lot of workers there, and I hope that this engagement can commence as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, this company over the last number of years, they have done their best to keep things open. This may not be able to be stopped. This is the realities, I suppose, of international trade, foreign direct investment, and global companies moving their resources. And they announced last year they were carrying out a review, moving their resources where they think it's best for that company. So there's that element of it as well.
Well, I suppose it's inevitable that large multinational companies will want to, you know, the bottom line is very important for them. If they're, you know, the draw to Ireland is obviously the low tax regime. You know, if they can, we saw what happened with Dell years ago in Limerick, where they had, you know, over 1,000 employees, and they shipped out. Many other factories around, of course, will do that as well. They have to not only make profit, but make increased profit. And if they can see that it's on quicker and earlier in China, well, then, you know, there is, whether that decision is a definite or not, it's the unknown and the uncertainty that is the problem here.
That's
and,
the issue here, yeah.
The workers and the union, the representatives, are entitled to some sort of clarity. So the sooner that the engagement takes place, the better. If, you know, some people were happy to take a package before, but, you know, it's very difficult for me to say too much about it without knowing. If the workers and the reps don't know, well, it's hard. But it is a big concern because, you know, the IDA are going to have to get involved in this if a huge amount of jobs go. I mean, if you're talking about three-figure sums of employees, well, then, like the councillor who was on earlier on, it would be a huge gaping hole in employment in the North Kerry, West Limerick area in particular. So the IDA would want to maybe be having a look at it and having provisional plans to address the situation there.
Okay, Deputy Daly, you talked yesterday after the announcement was made of €7 million in Town Centre First Regeneration funding for the renovation of the Asp Memorial Hall, the need for a major upgrade there. You've called it a missed opportunity. Why?
Well, there's a couple of things that have staggered me in the last while, Jerry. One is the lack of early intervention classes. In Kerry, we only have two, whereas in Mallow alone, they have three. and in the whole of Cork there's over 20, and yet there's only two in Kerry, and that hasn't been addressed. The other thing is that with 4 out of 5 government supporting TDs in the county, unless I'm missing something, everyone that I speak to say that the courthouse in Tralee needs to be should be refurbished and kept where it is. Use the opportunity to buy the on post depot. Now, I'm not saying that the Ashley Memorial Hall, which is probably one of the finest buildings constructed since independence in the county, and it's you know, from locally cut sandstone. You know, there's lead and there is sash windows, and it is going to be expensive to do it up. And when it is refurbished, I hope that the Kerry County Council, by the way, I think should move more employees into it to keep jobs in the town centre. But this town centre enhancement plan and the fund that's there for it, the most obvious thing for me is that the courthouse should not be moved to the Denny site. And it should be, because 11, I think, years now since the Kerry Group made the announcement that they were going to transfer the site to the town, to the town council at the time. And I remember the late Councillor Mairead Fernand saying it was the best day of any day that she spent on the town council when this opportunity was given. There is still no plan B for the courthouse on Ash Street.
There's a plan A, isn't there? The plan A is it's moving to the Island of Geese whenever they get the money.
Exactly. There's a plan A to close the courthouse on Ash Street down, but there's no plan as to what they're going to do with that site in Ash Street. All along, in any of the meetings that I had or with that the Chamber of Commerce representatives had with the court services, their complaint, their gripe was, this site is shoehorned into the site in Ash Street, and there was no room for expansion, no room for development, no room for all of the various different things like a victims of crime room, a media room, a consultation room, an extra courthouse. No room for all of that. Now an opportunity has presented itself in that the on-post site. For 6 months ago, I suggested this. The court service says, no, that site isn't for sale. Then they confirm, which we knew all along, that it actually was for sale. That's official now. It's open to offers. It's available for purchase in or around, according to local valuers, at about $500,000. The Letterkenny court plans, which were constructed and which the court service proposed to use to put onto the Denny site, which will be a standard, you know, it'll look well, no doubt about it. It will be an improvement. But those plans are going to cost $22 million up in Letterkenny. With the increase in building prices, you can be sure that it'll be close to $30 million by the time that is constructed on the
Denny. So what good would Seven do then?
Why not? Yeah, but see, the court, this is my point, Jerry. The court service have a budget of about $25 million, or they will have it when the National Development Plan comes out. So why not use a small fraction of that to buy the site on Denny Street, or on Edward Street, I mean, the on-post depot, and do a similar refurbishment type renewal that they did in Kilkenny, where they opened a new building on the side street, broke into the old courthouse in Kilkenny, and I believe you will save money on the between the 22 and 30 million.
And 25 and million that they might spend on the Island of Geese. Okay, let me put this point to you.
And then it opens up the Island of Geese for other,
other purposes. Okay, let me put this point to you. Councillor Angie Bailey of Fine Gael has gotten in touch, says, I've heard in the headlines that Kerry TD Pat Daly felt the Thrive funding would have been better spent on the courthouse. While I agree funding should be sought for the refurbishment of the courthouse, I wonder, did Deputy Daly apply for funding for the refurbishments? Public consultations were held several times to engage the public in the design. I went to a few and really bought into the ideology behind the Ash Street refurbishments, the Ash Memorial refurbishments, which aims to engage more people, young and old, in local history. I believe we should relish in the success of those who applied for the funding, those who engaged in the public consultations, and those who worked tirelessly on the design. This is a good news story for our town and should not be clouded over by resentments and should-haves of others. What's your response to Councillor Bailey?
You know what? I agree with Angie that this is a good news story, the refurbishment of the Ash Memorial Hall. And she's absolutely right that it should be refurbished and the designs are good. Yes, it'll be expensive, but it is worthwhile encouraging that. But the missed opportunity is the overall budget is 90 million. And it seems to me that people in government are not talking to each other. And I know that the court services, having spoken to them many, many times over the years, in and out of committees, private meetings, and spoken about it with all the various two or three different ministers for justice, they will say that, oh, well, we have a budget, and this is what we want to do. But if the Minister for Justice, who has good Kerry connections, if he said to them, and if he was encouraged enough by the other government supporting TDs in the county to say, well, we're not funding any more Hammond Lane, but you have to sort out probably the most underdeveloped or underfunded courthouse in the whole country at this stage. And I am sure that the court service, if there's enough political pressure on them, then they would refurbish. And unfortunately, I don't know. I know privately that some of the other TDs in the county support what I'm saying and support what Angie Bailey is saying, that the courthouse should be refurbished. However, publicly, they have not committed to what their view on it is. Do they support the refurbishment of the courthouse, or do they support closing it down and moving court services across town where there is no additional benefit to the town centre? And as we have seen, town centres are under serious pressure. It's not enough to have more people living in town centres. You need footfall. You need people who are working it and accessing services. And if you look at Tralee Town Centre, the HSE building that was on S Street moved up to an industrial estate. Bad for the town. We all know that shopping and retail has moved out and retail is under pressure. But with the services that you have in the town centre, the footfall, imagine like 100
people. You need to keep it there. Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. You've said that before, but we want to move on finally to my next item with you. And briefly, you had called for your party to make a decision and make a call one way or the other. Select a candidate or support Catherine Connolly before the ploughing. They haven't done that. We're waiting for Saturday. What's your view now on your bid for the presidency?
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me and quote me as what I've said before. I know I should never stick my neck on the line that way.
Now, it's good to have dissenting voices even within parties, Pat. That's important too.
Yes. The officer board meeting on Friday, a final decision will be made on Saturday about it. I think one way or another, having gone through the consultation period, whether we run someone such as a senior party figure and support them, then I think that we will be they'll be encouraging number twos for Catherine Connolly. Otherwise, we will be supporting Catherine Connolly, and I think both of those there's a strong case to be made for the two of those different scenarios.
Do you think he can win it?
There's been a lot of
it's hard to say, I know not knowing, but do you think a Sinn Féin candidate could win it? Or if Sinn Féin gave the support to Catherine Connolly, that he could win the presidency for the left, shall we call it that?
Yeah, I think we have a very good chance, given the other candidates that are out there. I think Catherine Connolly is a very strong candidate. She would unite the opposition. I think if we run it, we'll be there or thereabouts. Looking at the other candidates, I'm not sure. The Fianna Fáil Fine Gael candidates, they don't seem to have an alliance, a formal alliance yet. Martin Hayden was on. He didn't say anything about supporting the Fianna Fáil candidate. So I think that there's a good chance that we could steal through and win it. If not, if we support Catherine Connolly, I'd be hoping that she would definitely, I think, have a massive chance of getting over the line. But one way or another, we want to send a message to this government that their time is up. We've seen the various different issues. I don't have to go through scoliosis, all the special...
Indeed, I'm sure you'll be talking about that in the Dáil today, Deputy Daly. We are all at time, though, for saying thanks for giving us your views on that. And we'll wait with bated breath to see what happens on Saturday with the Sinn Féin decision. That's Deputy Pat Daly on his views on Costell, on his views on the presidency and Sinn Féin, and his views on the €7 million for the Ash Memorial Hall.